This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Three people are dead and three others injured following a shooting at a Halloween party in North Glen early this morning. North Glen police officers were dispatched to a home shortly after midnight, responding to a call about gunfire. One person was found dead at the scene. Five others were taken to a nearby hospital with gunshot wounds. Two other people later died from their injuries. Police believe multiple shooters were involved, but they say there is no ongoing threat to the public. A union at a long-standing Denver restaurant and concert venue is asking community members to boycott the business as contract negotiations are stuck. Denverite's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Employees of Mercury Cafe won their union election in August 2023. However, many employees who are part of the drive to unionize are no longer working there. Anna McGee, a former employee, says the union is asking Mercury Cafe's owners to bring former employees back so they can resume contract negotiations.
We don't want it to be a us versus them situation. It's something that we hope we can all be a part of.
Meanwhile, Mercury Cafe co-owner Danny Newman says their finances are in dire straits. He says rehiring those no longer with the company is impossible. I'm Paolo Jalsita, Denverite.
The Denver Film Festival is today through November 10th. Among this year's 185 films is one with Colorado ties. Color Book tells the story of a single father raising a child with Down syndrome after his wife dies. 11-year-old Jeremiah Daniels of Aurora plays the son. Some films in the festival are already sold out, but tickets and passes are still available for most screenings. Professional soccer playoffs return to Denver tonight. The Colorado Rapids play the LA Galaxy in Game 2 of their first-round best-of-three series. The Rapids need a win to stay in it. LA won the first game last weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.